Be seated. From our epistle reading this morning, St. Paul writes, "But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." We'll pause right there. A man walks into his usual bar and he orders a beer. "I'm a little short at the moment," he tells the bartender. "Is there any chance you can loan me $10 until next payday?" "Sure," says the bartender. He spotted him $10 and handed him a drink. "So when's next payday?" "Oh, I don't know," said Bob. "You're the one with the job." So it's payday. And you've been working hard. You put in the hours and the efforts, and now it's time to collect that paycheck. So imagine your employer sitting there tallying up all your efforts and hours of hard work since the last pay period. They write it down. They tear off the check. They hand it to you and say, "Here you go. Here's what you've earned." And on your pay slip, in big, bold letters, it reads, "Death." How nice of them. You see, every once in a while, there's going to be a passage in Scripture that summarizes the gospel for us. They're all throughout the Bible, and one verse is in our Scripture passage today that we just read in the epistle. And we're going to talk about the first half of the verse and then the second half of this famous verse. So St. Paul reminds us that the wages of sin is death, and that's the first part of the verse. The wages of sin is death. And it's been that way since the garden, hasn't it? The fall of Adam and Eve and their sin led to what? Death. Death enters the human race. Humanity is now destined to meet that grisly end. And then you have the children of Adam and Eve. And we can see what happens with Cain. He murders his brother Abel. Again, there is death. For ages and ages, death has loomed over humanity. From the great flood to plague, pestilence, famine, and war, it's inescapable. And death is often referred to as the great equalizer because everyone has to face it. No matter how wealthy you are, no matter how poor, no matter what you've done, everyone ultimately is equalized through death. And there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can obtain in this life that will keep you from it. And it's a scary subject, isn't it? Many people, even Christians, go through existential crisis, and if you do, that's okay. It's common to be worried about this. We're aware of the reality that someday we are going to die, and there's nothing we can do to stop that. You see, when you're young, it's great because you feel immortal. There's nothing but constant growth. You just get bigger and better and faster and stronger. When you're young, you probably heard or watched a movie about the mythical legends of the Fountain of Youth, right? And as a child, you scoffed at the idea. Eternal youth, who would want that? I've already got it. But then there comes that point when you become an adult where a reminder of your own mortality hits you like a ton of bricks, and it happens sooner or later. For many adults, it takes one major blow, whether a disability, permanent illness, injury, a near-death event, or even the loss of someone you admired that you once saw as immortal. It reminds us that just like every other person on this earth, we will face death. The grim reaper someday is going to break down the door, take one swing at that scythe, and that's it. It's over. St. Paul capitalizes on this when he talks about the wages of sin. When he's talking about the wages of sin, he's saying, that's your payment. That's the payment the natural fallen man receives for all their efforts. That's how life is for us because of sin. And if you want to live by the rules of the fallen world, if that's how you want to live, then that's the wage you collect, St. Paul says. And that's terrifying. It's a fear many people believe they face. But for a Christian, for those who love Christ, St. Paul tells us, it's not over. St. Paul tells us about what Jesus does for us, because that verse, that scary verse, has a second half which makes it all better. The wages of sin is death, St. Paul says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you'll notice that when St. Paul says the second half of the verse, he does not call it the wages of God. He does not call it the wages of good deeds or good works. He calls it the gift of God, and it's eternal life through Jesus Christ. And there's our hope. There's our salvation. Because you see, we're still going to face death because it's the last remnant of the curse of the fall upon us. But that's not where the story ends for Christians. For many, death is this monstrous threat that looms over us, that heralds an end to all that we enjoyed and all we ever had. It's the grim reaper standing over us, poised to strike with that one deadly swing. But to the Christian, the grim reaper becomes just a little smaller. And death becomes that gateway whereby we pass from this life to the life eternal. And it's a difficult thing to go through. But Christ stands by your side as you pass through it. Jesus gives us hope that just as he rose from the dead, you're going to rise too. Eternal life is a gift you cannot earn, and it's a big one. It's much more than a paycheck. Paychecks are earned through your time, your hours, and effort. But a gift is what you find under the tree on the early Christmas morning. A gift is that birthday cake you weren't expecting from your friends or that sudden surprise party. You didn't earn it. It was freely given to you. And that's the beauty of the gospel and what Jesus does for us. We don't earn it, but he gives it to us as an offering for those who love him. Each and every one of you who love Jesus and are baptized into his name are given that gift, are given that offer of eternal life. He hands it to you, and he says, I want you to have it. This reality, this freedom from sin, I want you to have this eternal life. You didn't earn it. You never could, but that's okay. I earned it for you. And because God loves you, he takes on that penalty of sin and gives you that eternal life. The Christian can then rest easy, knowing that when the time comes, when we lay on our deathbed, Christ stands by our side and says, I know you're scared, but guess what? It's just a little bit longer. Death is not the end. Soon, you'll pass into a life more glorious than you can imagine. You'll see. Every day, we struggle with vices and sin. We have an incurable disease of death. It's part of our fallen nature. We cannot help ourselves because of our bondage to sin. Yet it is Christ who frees us from the bondages of sin. So just as we have received such a great gift from our Lord Jesus Christ, one of the best things that we can do as a Christian is what? It's to give someone else a gift of your time or your efforts. When you think about it, we have so many wonderful people in this parish who give so much of themselves to the church and its family. From the volunteers for Vacation Bible School, to those who donate refreshments and food for the potlucks, from the ushers and flower donators, to the altar guild, choir members, acolytes, lay readers, it goes on. There are people in this parish who work behind the scenes and visit others constantly, and to an outsider, you would never know it because they don't boast. They're quiet, but they show the love of Christ through sacrifice of their time and effort for others. Because in the end, it doesn't matter how big or how small that gift is. Everything you do for another is valuable. Everyone suffers and everyone struggles. But when you sacrifice your time and your efforts for others, they see the love of Christ in you. And guess what happens? The grim reaper gets just a little bit smaller, and the world, as dark as it is, glows just a little bit brighter with the light of Christ. So just as Christ Jesus gives you the gift of salvation, share your gifts with others. Spend time with someone. Give that one friend a call you've been putting off to see how they're doing. Offer a ride to someone who's having trouble getting around. Just as Jesus Christ loves you and gave himself freely for you, give freely to others, to both those in the church and to even those outside as a witness. Because in Christ, your gift of salvation is secure. Nobody can take it from you. You'll see the new creation on that final day. But in the meantime, love one another as Christ loves you. Amen.